race to the bottom.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning and happy Thanksgiving. I'm Steve Chiatakis. It's an effort to get more people into their stores, offering merchandise for the lowest prices possible. But a new report says Walmart's demand for low prices from Chinese suppliers are forcing employees to work in sweatshop-like conditions. For its part, Walmart says it's launched an investigation into the five factories referenced in that report. Over in Europe, workers in Germany have something to be thankful for. While unemployment there is still under 8%, that's compared to more than 10% here in the United States. And that's thanks to a government program that pays workers if their employers have to cut working hours. Now the German government has decided to extend it through 2011, as Brett Neely reports from Berlin.
The program is designed to discourage layoffs at German companies. It pays a portion of workers' wages for up to 18 months. In return, companies don't need to lay off highly skilled labor, the backbone of the German economy. Saving jobs hasn't come cheaply. The price tab for the program this year alone will run to nearly $8 billion. But it's kept unemployment low and helped Chancellor Angela Merkel win re-election in September. With the subsidy set to expire at the end of the year, economists worried that unemployment would jump suddenly and wreck the economic recovery. One research group said the government's decision will likely boost consumer confidence and give retailers some holiday cheer as the Christmas shopping season begins. In Berlin, I'm Brett Neely for Marketplace.
Let's check the numbers. Numbers are up right now for Paris, up about 0.6% in Europe. The DAX is down about 2%. And the FTSE in London down about 2% as well. Over in Asia, mostly a down day. The Nikkei down about 0.6%, and the Hang Seng off nearly 2%. Today, there is trading, of course, today in Europe and in Asia. But here in the United States for the Thanksgiving holiday, no trading. The Dow was up yesterday about 30 points to close the day.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 750,000 tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Thousands of Americans will put together a Thanksgiving meal today with help from a food bank. Over in Philadelphia, one place has found a new way to distribute food to the hungry, as Joel Rose reports.
The Community Food Center in North Philadelphia isn't a typical food pantry. It's bigger, and there are more foods to choose from.
Think of a 7-Eleven store. The clients come in, and they can walk through the store with a grocery cart and accumulate whatever will fit in the basket.
Marty Maloche teaches food marketing at St. Joseph's University in Philadelphia. Maloche and his students designed the community cupboard as an alternative to regular food pantries, where the staff chooses what goes in the box.
You're actually picking the food. You're selecting what you want. You're not getting stuff you don't want.
Maloche says that means less waste, and the clients feel more comfortable. There is, unfortunately, no shortage of demand. Since it opened earlier this month, Maloche says the cupboard has gone through three times as much food as he expected. In Philadelphia, I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
The rush is on to feed needy Americans today, but a study this holiday season says there are some big challenges facing food assistance around the world. Namely, supply, funding, and price. Researchers at the Milken Institute say there are some innovative ways to address those concerns. Betsy Zeidman is a fellow there, and she authored the report. She's with us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Ethiopia has requested $6 million in food aid, and Kenyans nearby have also been struggling with a big drought over there that's causing famine. I mean, this is an era of so many technological advances. Why are we having trouble feeding people?
It's a really good question. There's lots of reasons for it. There's the logistical challenges. There's the challenge of agricultural development in the countries, legislative and regulatory challenges. In the U.S., we provide food in kind as aid. We don't provide money. So you have to actually physically get that food shipped to the countries. But there's also some solutions.
Yeah. Tell us about those.
Well, I think one of the most obvious ones is to really help the developing countries build up their own agricultural infrastructure and grow their own food. But that will take a while, and there will always be a need for emergency food aid. And there are actually a number of financial tools, things that are used in the private sector, that can help serve this process.
And you talk about these food assistance bonds, right? I mean, how's that going to work? I mean, would there be a danger of aid organizations paying too much in interest and not enough aid getting to the people who really need it?
Well, there will be. They will pay interest. I mean, there's no question about that. However, this is based on a model that was done in the vaccine world, and donors pledge certain amounts of money to pay for these, but that money comes in over a long period of time. So the countries have pledged it. You can get out there. They issue bonds backed by this, and when the money comes in, that's used to repay the interest.
And in this economic downturn, I mean, for the past year, year and a half, I mean, do you see this really growing, or do you see it, I mean, taking off in the next year? How's that going to work?
I see in an economic downturn, people need to be creative about thinking about how to get money, how to deploy money, how to use money efficiently, how to enable food to get to places more efficiently. And these are one of the tools in the tool basket that can help in an economic downturn. They are not the only solution by any means, but they are something that should be thought about to help, because the economic downturn affects both the money coming in to cover the food as well as what's going on in the countries where more people are starving.
Well, Betsy Zeidman, a research fellow from the Milken Institute, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for being with us today.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
And finally, we know retailers will be really busy tomorrow. You know who else will be very busy? Plumbers. Sure, some will be on call today, but one plumber in Dallas says most emergency calls come the day after Thanksgiving, when things have sort of settled. Cooks trying to stuff too much into the garbage disposal, or forcing bits of food down the regular drain line. And let's not even talk about the grease from all that turkey and ham. Hey, check us out online. Share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. Maybe share some Thanksgiving wishes, too, at our website, marketplace.org. Thanks for being with us. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.